this nation has
there are
been.
Four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline
greed
in the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
Late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Welcome.
Yeah. This is Money Talks.
This is Money Talks. I'm Bill Laco, along with Mark Vindinelli and Dr. Gene Hensler.
Pleasure to be here. Pleasure.
I think I moved my mic a little closer. Is the world come to an end yet?
Maybe in the Middle East.
Maybe. I don't think it. Crimea.
Yeah. It's the Arab Spring, boys. How's the Arab summer?
Maybe the decade. I don't know. It's going to be a while.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right. Let's talk a little bit about the economic picture, Mark. You know, Bill is out of this. He doesn't show up until about 20 minutes into the show.
I'm going to type an email. Y'all going to bore me because I'm going to tell you right now. It sucks. That's all you need to know.
Well, it's not the economy. The
it's a mixed bag.
Yeah.
Come on. It was down 1% in the first quarter. That's really doing well. Come on, Mark.
No, that was based on the winter. We all know that. That was an inventory issue. That was strictly an inventory issue. Businesses were not building up their inventories.
And you've been watching CNBC too often during the day.
Trying to stay positive here. The only thing that was slow this week was housing. Everything else looked pretty good.
Which is what? A huge part of the economy, would you say?
A huge part of the economy, but it's never something that really drives an economic expansion. If it is like it was 2003 to 2006, then we're in a heck of a lot of trouble.
Yeah, well, it's under by about 400,000 homes. A normal amount for population growth is 1 million homes a year. And we're running at a pace of about 600,000. So, not really. Mortgage surveys, is that good for you?
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Housing was not good. Everything else outside of housing looked all right. You look at industrial productions. It was
now,
up.
That was that, I must say, industrial production looked pretty good. That was up 0.6 in May.
Yep, and what was really positive about it, we saw industrial capacity utilization, basically how many factories are being used.
Right.
It's up near 80%, and that's kind of the spot now.
Yeah, that is the sweet spot.
I was looking at some old numbers. The low we hit was 67% in June of 2009. We're up to nearly 80, and that's pretty much the magic number right now.
Yeah, that's when you
expansions.
Can operate without having to toss a whole bunch of people on overtime.
Exactly.
Doing stuff like that, and then you don't have to close anything down for maintenance. That is about the optimal. So you start punching above that, you get into some real jam-ups.
Yeah, and I don't see us getting really above that anymore.
No,
we're not
either.
A manufacturing economy anymore.
Come on, they tell me stuff is moving back all the time. You've been cruising down, or you go down to over to towards Alabama, and you go down, where's that?
The Kia plant?
Yeah. What about that?
What
about Chattanooga? What about Chattanooga up there?
What about Detroit?
well, Detroit. Come on, man.
Yeah, what about Northeastern Ohio?
Ohio's doing pretty good, as a matter of fact.
I don't know. Look at Akron.
That's not good. But it is surprising. Ohio's got lower than national rates on unemployment. Its GDP, its taxes are pretty good. It's interesting. Of course, it's a Republican senator. Governor. You know.
Yeah, you sound like a Buckeye fan.
I'm a Buckeye fan in everything but football.
Yep.
I'll go back too far with Michigan. Jobless claims.
Those have continued to look pretty good. Last week, they were up a little bit. This week, they're down. That's always good. Anytime you get around 300,000, we talk about that all the time. It's actually we're growing employment, which is a good thing. Maybe jobs aren't the greatest, but you're still adding 200,000 jobs per month for several years now.
The problem is we still haven't got people coming back into that workforce.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that's dragging things down.
And that's something that may not happen, really, with a lot of the baby boomers retiring, and I guess some people just sticking on those unemployment benefits for a while.
I saw some things. I think Wall Street Journal, New York Times, I can't remember which one, that people are sleeping more and working less.
I did see that. It was, eight and a half hours? And I think their average workday was
two and a half.
Two and a half or three and a half. Their leisure time was about 3 hours.
I know. They watch TV 2.5 hours a day. They go out and do things, you know, kick tires, whatever. Interest rates, not much really to talk about.
Yeah, they pretty much were flat all week, and they've been staying in the same range. A couple weeks ago, we saw them at 2014 lows. They popped up, and 2 weeks ago, now pretty much flat. But it was kind of ironic. Did you see what the 5-year ARM did. It was up 0.22% this week. When rates actually fell a little bit, you're seeing mortgage interest rates rise a little bit.
Yes. And I know maybe that, you know, the 10-year Treasury fell, and those went up. That's an interesting thing. And now you've got, theoretically, mortgage demand down.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And that doesn't quite fit, does it?
Yeah, it's been like that for a while. And the refinancing activity, if you didn't refi in the last, year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, you're not going to refi again.
Yeah, I can't picture anybody who's taken a mortgage out in the last 3 or 4 years has got rates this rate or lower.
Exactly. I can't see anybody getting really under 3.5 or 4. We actually saw some pretty good news in terms of chain store sales. They're up about 0.4% this week.
They were down the previous week, but they're up 3% year over year.
Yep. Consumers are feeling a little stronger. Housing prices are up 10%, and they've been running up 10% for, 15 months in a row or something?
Did we determine we're going into a recession?
No.
You really don't think we're going into a recession?
I think we will have close to zero growth in the second quarter.
Zero growth?
I predicted the first quarter. So
I don't expect zero growth. I expect at least 1.5% based on...
Oh, 1.5%. Okay.
It's not great. It's not great, but it's better than zero. The Fed's coming out right now, and they're still confused. They're saying unemployment's going to continue to fall, but long-term economic growth isn't as good as we thought it was going to be.
Right.
Rates are going to be higher than we thought, but then when they settle in, they're going to be lower than we thought.
They have been over-optimistic on the economy for ages and ages and ages. The Obama administration has snuck into them somehow. I don't know. How did we do in the market last week?
So far up 1% despite Middle East burning, but as the economy, it's pretty good. Monday and Tuesday were roughly flat, up 0.1%, Wednesday was the big day when the Fed came out and said they're going to continue to be supportive of this low interest rate policy, yet we will raise a little higher, and they still expect the unemployment rate to continue to fall.
Yeah, they announced they were going to cut back another $10 billion a month in bond purchases.
Oh, yeah, that's going to continue to happen every meeting. They're trying to telegraph every single move right now, but they just don't want to surprise anybody.
So through the end of Wednesday, the market's up about 6% for the year.
Yep.
And still, utilities up almost 15%. I would have never picked that. That just freaks me out. I can't believe that.
Yeah, and staples have done well recently. Some of the boring sectors, as expected, energy is doing well right now because there's
concerns
about Iraq.
Yeah, staples have picked up because the economy has slowed down. It's still consumer discretionary is still getting banged around pretty good, although this last week it did pretty well. But it's still down at the bottom of the barrel. It's actually in negative territory, the only sector in there. So. That just shows, the stuff that people can postpone. You don't have to have a new pair of shoes like Bill every month, every week. He's the only guy who knows.
Somebody's got to keep the economy going.
Bill's the only guy I know who buys golf shoes because the soles are a different color that will match something that he bought. If he buys an orange golf shirt, he searches desperately for some golf shoes with orange soles. Where do you see my new kickers? Where do you see my new kickers?
If you can't play the part, you should at least look the part. Right?
I got some Pumas.
You got a matching belt, too, for those shoes.
I'm just saying, Rodney Dangerfield has nothing on me.
You know those shirts those guys
my next outfit.
Wear along the highway, that bright neon yellow? I got a shirt like that and a pair of shoes like that. Yeah, I'm telling you right.
Are you going to be golfing in the dark?
Absolutely. I can glow. I don't think glow in the dark. I'll have to check that out. The Lazy Boy talked about their earnings were down. Hurt by severe weather.
Well, I would. No, I would. Listen.
Come here.
How
come FedEx was up? Does the weather affect FedEx? Does it affect those trucks being able to get out of the warehouses? Does it affect any of that stuff?
Well, I can assure you that you're not going to go back and drink the coffee that you missed Tuesday today. Right? I'm not going to make an extra trip to Starbucks today to make up for that coffee I couldn't go get because I was snowed in.
Yeah, then I drink coffee at home, which means I have to go to the store and buy it.
Well, how did you get to the store? We were snowed in.
It doesn't matter.
You missed the coffee.
You missed the Big Mac.
You missed the French fries. Here's how it works for FedEx. FedEx still got the box on the truck, and they're going to deliver it.
And the issue with
whether it's 2 days late, you still paid them.
And the thing with FedEx is people were stuck at home and they could shop online. That's what is helping FedEx's business.
I am going to.
What? Did you go to Starbucks to get you an extra cup of coffee?
I never go to Starbucks.
I'm just saying.
I never.
Let's make my aware. Okay, listen. Did you go to Bones to get another steak?
I didn't go to Bones. I used to go to Bones.
I'm just saying. See what I'm saying?
I don't see where
those people missed out on that revenue. It's gone, never to come back.
FedEx is benefiting from people being snowed in because they can buy more goods.
I don't know
Amazon.
That I'm buying that, but the items were on the truck and they did have to be delivered.
They still have to be delivered, but people have more time to shop online. That's what drove the results.
If I don't show up to get my cup of coffee at Starbucks, that sale is gone.
What about when I put my order in someplace and they can't get it under the FedEx truck?
What do you mean? Eventually they will, unless you cancel the order.
You're getting some old meat at this point at Bones.
Yes. Let me. Okay. This is that finance 101 scenario.
Plane
takes off in Atlanta with an empty seat. Can't ever get that seat back.
That's correct. You can go to hotels and use that too.
That's right.
Okay. So why didn't you get on the plane?
Well, it was snowed in.
Oh, so all those
it was snowed in.
Now here I got something for you. All those planes, they were snowed in. What are those people just – are they still sitting at Hartsfield Airport?
No, but they already paid.
Oh, what did they do?
They already paid. They didn't get a refund.
You lost.
They got on a plane. They got on a plane. They didn't lose one customer.
What do you mean?
They lost all those days. They lost all those days. In Atlanta alone, we were shut down for, 8 days? And who knows what they're shut down in Chicago and New York.
I see the piled hip deep coming into this, but man. So the retailer.
I am so sick and tired of this weather thing. I can see it.
It's better than it's Bush's fault. It could be Bush's fault.
I'm waiting to see the second quarter numbers when they talk about the tremendous high temperatures and how it's screwed up.
It screwed up sales.
It was horrible.
It'll be global warming.
Everything's global warming.
Oh, my God. Oh,
and that cold weather is why utilities are kind of leading the rally, too, which is kind of crazy. They're still up 15% year to date.
Well, utilities ought to do great. It was a colder than hell winter.
Yep.
And a warmer than hell summer. Well, what would you think?
Exactly. You got to turn on that AC.
That's it. Got to be turning on the AC. We had a little Twitter in the office a little bit ago, remember, just before we came up here.
Mm-hmm.
Cobb EMC maybe is not being able to live up to the tremendous pressure. And it's early in the season, guys. Early in the season.
We will see. And despite everything being so bad to some of y'all, the market's still up this week right now.
Hey, speaking of the winter, Kroger sales were up.
Hey. Well, people still got to eat.
Well, that's right. They didn't get their coffee
at
Starbucks.
They don't have to go to Starbucks.
they didn't get their coffee at Starbucks. They went up to Kroger's and bought their coffee.
They were loading up on milk and bread. You know this.
Listen.
Well, you only load up once. Come
listen,
on.
Listen. The servers crashed and the emails disappeared. It's the same difference. Got to blame it on something.
Rite Aid's earnings sucked, and at least they didn't say the weather.
How much pain will $3.50 or $3.60 a gallon gas cost?
It's a tax on
lower income
people.
And so, would you deem that to be similar to the
weather
to rate cuts? No, but how it takes about 12 to 18 months to actually feel that effect?
No, I think it's felt immediately. I think that we didn't mention that the inflation rate was up.
Yep.
And
it's food and energy.
And food and energy, the basic costs, and food prices are way up. There was this article talking about the if you take meat, eggs, and...
it's because of the cold weather, man.
No,
weather.
Disease and pork. Okay. It's pork diseases right now.
I'm just saying that over the last 5 years... how much they've increased. They've more than doubled in the last 5 years. You take meat, eggs, and dairy.
Dairy, probably.
Those three, they've gone sky high.
Well, we don't count that inflation.
We don't count housing,
that's why energy. We don't count
that's why
that.
The economic recovery isn't as strong, because those lower-income people are hurting right now still.
That's right. Middle-class people are hurting. The only people not hurting are people with lots and lots of money. What do you think about that?
I don't disagree.
Here's ZZ Top in the back. Rip it up. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.